We're joined by Robert Reichauer, who is now a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution, but who was the director of the Congressional Budget Office from 1989 to 1994. Mr. Reichauer, the compromise on the budget, which took many months longer than it should have, was extremely rancorous. What about the big goal of the Republican budgeteers to use this spending package to get their to get spending under control, to get on a path to a balanced budget in 7 years?
Well, spending is divided into two components, and one portion of that is the appropriated accounts, which were determined by this bill. And on that dimension, the Republicans are pretty much on track. However, two-thirds of spending is in the entitlement portion of the budget, and on that score, we really haven't made any progress at all.
So the $23 billion or so claimed for cuts in discretionary spending, that is real savings, real cuts.
It is real savings. It's real cuts. It's going to cause some departments of the government, some programs, some agencies, some difficult times.
What about the where the Congress goes from here? Looking at the budget debate, the sort of the progress toward balance as a whole creature, where do you see them headed from here?
Well, I think we'll be in for a few months of treading water on that score, that we'll have to wait till after the election before we readdress the entitlement problem. But I think we should keep what's happened in the last year in some kind of perspective. Tremendous progress really has been made. Both the President and the Congress have signed on to the notion that the budget should be balanced by the year 2002 using the Congressional Budget Office scoring. That's tremendous progress, and there are plans out on the table which in general ways really are quite similar in how we should go about balancing the budget. Both the President and the Republicans suggest that something like 45% of the savings should come from discretionary programs, something like 23-24% from Medicare. Both propose a tax cut and no tax increase, sharp difference from the deficit reduction packages that we had in 90 and 93, where roughly half of the deficit reduction came from tax increases. Of course, the devil is in the detail, and on that score, there are very substantial differences between where the President wants to go and where the Congress is thinking about taking the nation.
When you consider the that the Congress started out, and the newly elected Congress started out with the idea that it would make large changes, sort of big, obvious, sweeping changes, I wonder if they have not learned, as Congresses before them have, that in the end you have to do these kinds of things incrementally.
Yes, we are an incremental nation, and they came in with a lot of hype and a lot of promise, and in fact promised the undeliverable, and that has been proven. Now they can settle down and try and get the job done one step at a time.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Robert Reichauer is a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution.